fourth one.
Boogie in the morning.
It's time for What's It? The time is 8:14.
Okay, boys 1, girls 5. Arlene's been doing hand signal behind my head for the last day. Today, the return of Roslyn, who was robbed yesterday after Arlene almost described one of the girls' words, but then got the point anyway because Marty's a bit soft. So Roslyn is back today, 28. He's from Mayfield, engaged to Jenna. So what are you getting your fiancé for Christmas, mate?
I've actually not got a clue, Boogie. I've not got a clue. She's too hard to pick for. She's really, really finicky.
Is she high maintenance, is your fiancé?
Well, she's listening, so no, she's not high maintenance. No,
but between us, she is, though, isn't she?
Maybe, aye.
Yeah, disaster. She probably wants a pony and a Ferrari and all that, doesn't she?
A pink Ferrari.
She wants a pony for Christmas. All right, Ross, well, let's see how you got on today on What's It. You were robbed yesterday. Robbed, I tells you. And today we're back for another shot because, obviously, we thought it was a bit unfair yesterday. Okay, so same rules apply. 30 seconds. I'll describe the words. If you get stuck, say What's It, and we can move on, Ross. But you can only use that lifeline once, okay?
Right, okay.
Right, you ready to go?
Yes, sure am.
30 seconds, time starts now. When a group of musicians get together, they form a what?
Band.
Yeah, it's the stringy, sparkly stuff you put on a tree.
Tinsel.
Yeah, on Christmas Eve, kids get really what?
Excited.
Yeah, you shouldn't drink and drive because you don't what?
Watch it.
Okay, it's the lead person in a book is the main what?
Character.
Yeah, it's a game they play in America with hoops. Two teams.
Basketball.
Yes, it's the man with the beard that comes at Christmas Eve.
Shut up.
It's just after the buzzer, mate.
Oh,
just after the buzzer. The one that you said what's it on was Risk. Don't risk it for, you know, drinking and driving. But you did well. You got better than yesterday. Band, Tinsel, excited. Character in basketball, 5 points. Ross, well done.
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad
at all. Is it going to be enough, Arlene, do you think?
Well, I think it probably isn't because she is Sarah Laird. She's 18 from Denny Lonehead near Falkirk. She's studying for a degree in dance. She has a boyfriend called Stuart. And she's gotten up specially this morning to do What's It because she doesn't start her course until 2 today.
You don't start until 2 today?
No.
Wow. And you got up like 6 hours before then just to come on the radio and play the game.
Yeah, Dad, but I want to let Arlene
that
down.
Ah,
well, thank you. I appreciate it, Sarah.
Right, you got to score 6 points for the win, okay?
Okie doke.
All right. She still sounds half asleep.
She does, yeah.
I think we've got it in the bag this morning, Arlene. Right, 30 seconds for the girls. Say What's It if you get stuck, and your time starts now.
You might do this if you have hay fever.
Sneeze?
Yep. He's the Essex boy from X Factor.
Sorry.
Who's doing... Troublemaker is his biggest hit.
Olimers?
Yes. If a castle is burnt to the ground, you're left with a what? Okay. A teacher will put a red cross next to a word if a student's misspelled it. Or made this.
A mistake.
Yes. You spread this dairy product in your toast.
Butter.
Oh, no!
Yes, it is butter. And your time is up.
Oh, no.
Sarah. If you burn a castle to the ground, you're left with a ruin.
Okay.
A ruin.
A ruin?
You only scored 4!
No!
Justice has been served, Ross!
That's okay, that's all I can hear.
Brilliant, Sarah, thanks for being on. Okay, go back to bed now. You've got about 8 hours before you have to go to college.
Oh, well, I'm up now.
Yeah, I know, I'm up now.
Okay, Ross, we will speak to you tomorrow.
Leave all, Biggie.
The boys are back in town. It's boys 2, girls 5 for the month of December on What's It?